or the gift. Remember, these first four are gifts for the mind. The gift of counsel enables us to guide, direct both ourselves and others with supernatural prudence. And let's be honest, we'll see more as we go on. We will be able to guide others only on the measure that we are able, with God's grace, to guide ourselves. Now, the three gifts of the Holy Spirit for the will. Fortitude. Same word. But what a difference in meaning. In other words, there is both a virtue of fortitude and a gift of fortitude. There must be a difference. There is. Fortitude strengthens the moral virtue of courage in coping with obstacles in the service of God. In other words, we need the gift of fortitude to practice the virtue of fortitude courageously. As I've been saying, I want to repeat, heroically. Sixth gift. Gift of piety. Once more for the win. It perfects our virtue of justice. Of justice towards God. It deepens our loyalty to Him, and consequently our fidelity to others. I wish I had hours to go on and explain. We will be only as faithful to others as we are loyal to God. All the infidelity is a result of disloyalty. And finally, the gift of the fear of the Lord. I like the Latin, timor domini. This gift strengthens our hope to protect us from doing anything that would displease God. All the fears we've got. Well, there's one fear that is supernatural. The fear of offending God. And this seventh gift of the Holy Spirit inclines us, dare I say, to disregard all other fearful things in life. We should have only one fear, to offend the God from whom we came and for whom we live. Mary, Mother of God and Spouse of the Holy Spirit, obtained for us from Jesus such deep, strong gifts of the Holy Spirit, and like you, He will be ready when your Son calls us from time into eternity. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you.